Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the
Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. We are back on the air.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, yes, yes.
God has like been dynamic. You hear me? God has been so awesome.
So good. So good.
So good.
So good. He's taught us patience.
Come on, come on, baby.
He taught us patience.
Yes, he has. And our pastor here from give me a second, y'all. Millennium Kingdom Fellowship Center is dynamic, teaching us about sowing seed into ministry.
Yes, yes.
And it's, like, been awesome. We always tithe, so, but you need to go outside that 10%.
Step out the box.
Step out the box.
Step out
you know
the
what
box.
I'm saying? And give God his due and sowing seeds into a ministry that you believe in. That's teaching the word. You hear me?
Preaching and teaching.
Yes, honey. And his word will come forth like a two-edged sword. You hear me? He is dynamic. Me and my husband have been sowing seed and, like, praying together.
And meeting so many different people. Blessing and getting blessed.
Yes. And God has been, like, truly. Like, y'all know, I moved and got my house in Atlanta. And Locust Grove, Georgia.
Yeah, not Atlanta.
Let me get this right. Locust Grove, Georgia.
I'll be looking for you in Atlanta.
You know what
that's
I'm saying?
Straight.
I got me a new truck in front of my door because God's
blessings.
Faithfulness.
Blessings.
And
blessings.
His blessings on our lives. Yes, I got
me a truck. She has her dream house she's been talking about for the past year.
Yes, God.
Blessings. Blessings.
Blessings upon blessings upon blessings.
And wait a minute, let them know. You have just tuned in to Purpose Kingdom.
Come on.
And we are here with the Turning Point.
Yes, Lord.
For those that know us and those that are just joining tonight, we want to welcome you, and we want you to welcome us back.
Amen.
Amen. And like we usually say, this evening, the Turning Point, you know you are not here by choice, but by divine choice.
Amen. Come
Amen.
On.
And we've been doing this thing now. This is the 1,452nd episode of Purpose Kingdom.
Yes, it is.
Amen, amen. And they just striving and moving forward. They're doing big things. You got to see it expanding. It's been now, we can remember, we've been in it going on 5 years now.
Yes.
And I remember when it started out to Pastor Toy as a thought, as a vision.
Yes.
And God say he birthed it in her. Now it just got all little babies all over everywhere. Amen?
Amen.
So we just so excited about how Purpose Kingdom Network is just growing. It's growing. And the people are growing. We're getting more ministers to come on with different versions. If you don't know, there is a different Purpose Kingdom show every night.
Yes, yes it is.
And on Sunday, they come live from certain churches that Pastor Toy goes to and she's preaching in. But every night there is a different Purpose Kingdom minister on here ministering to you. So
yes.
Every night you can get something. If you didn't get nothing Monday, wait till Wednesday. You'll get something then. Amen?
Amen.
But this is the time of year, and this is so prevalent for the times that we're going through now with the pandemic and, you know, how relationships and marriages are on the edge, ready to be pushed off, and they're rocky because people are now really just finding out who they're living with. Amen? You know, you live with these people 10, 15 years, but you go to work, they go to work, y'all see each other a little bit in the evening. It's like ships passing in the night. You know, you say, how you doing, honey? I'm tired, I'm going to bed, I'm this and that. But the pandemic brought out some stuff that you didn't know about.
Yes, yes.
Amen. It brought out some stuff that you thought you knew about. You may think you know who you're living with, but the pandemic let you know who you are living with.
Amen. Come on.
Amen. Because, see, when you're in a house and you're in quarantine Amen. And you can't leave. You got to have people bring your food to the step or to the door, drop it, leave it. Now you're in each other's face all day long. Amen. So you have to learn something about this person because it's not a go and go out. I call them microwave relationships.
Amen. Come
you
on,
know,
say it.
You sit up there, you see somebody for a little while, you know, oh, I'm in love with them. You tell your parents, oh, we're going to get married. You know, bing, you're done. You're already in it. Okay? Now, with this pandemic, you was able to sit down, and you should have sat down and got closer to your partner. You should have got closer to God because now God has your attention. Okay, you're not going out. You're not around all these people. So God says, I have your attention now, and I want to let you know that y'all are getting away from me. Okay, that's the part that God really didn't like because now God said, you put me on the back burner.
Yeah.
Okay, because, see, God says, you know, he's a jealous guy. We are a jealous guy. And he says, there will be no other God before me.
Come
okay,
on.
But when you set up and you just went to work, you're making all this good money, you know, and you're living in a big house on the hill or whatever you're doing, when God took all that away from you, people's checks start being messed up. Because I know, you know, and the people that know us, I told them before, because we're transparent.
We try
okay.
Really big, yes.
Every 2 weeks, I'm looking at my check, I'm $1,000 short. Okay.
But God's faithful.
But God showed me the way. God said, if you have patience, I will show you some things.
Yes, he will.
I will. He said, I will never forsake you and never leave you. But the thing is a lot of us hear that, but we don't embed it in our souls and in our heart. But I'm going to tell you, when you have to learn to lean on God, you better be able to tell somebody about him. Because if you don't know, I can tell you about him, what he's done for us.
How
amen.
He set us free. Come on.
He brought us all the way from up north from 15 years of smelling, what is that, carbon monoxide,
yes,
car accidents,
yes.
Where we should have been dead. But God that told him, like he told Job, you can do whatever you want to do to the leaves, but don't take their life. We've been in some life-threatening situations that I still can't explain how we came and said there was God. I can't do it.
We can't. Because people say higher being. No. It's not a higher being.
He is the highest.
He is the highest of all highs. Okay,
higher
Jesus
being.
Christ. He sacrificed his son.
Yes, he did.
Jesus just for us. And that's something to give him praises and glory for and much respect because he loved us that much.
And what was that he sacrificed? His son,
his
right?
His son.
We can't even sacrifice a couple hours before the pandemic to go to church on Sunday.
Yeah.
To give him his praise and his glory, you know, for keeping us all week long. See,
yeah.
It wasn't you that kept yourself. Are you serious? You didn't try that route. So even if you're still trying it, I'm telling you, try Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay? Try Jesus because he's one that I know has never came back void. His word, none of his words never came back void to you. He's always
never.
Done exactly what he said. Right. How many of your friends you can say that? When the last time you called your friend, you was down and out, and you just, you know, you need just a little bit of money, a little help on the bill. A little help on the bill.
And nobody answers the phone.
Nobody answers their phone. Because you know what? They all going through it, but it's somebody that can help you. But you know what? I've had those same people. And that's why I thank God I'm delivered from that. Okay, whatever I need, I go to my father for. I don't ask nobody I can pick up a phone and call. I ask somebody I can get on my knees and call.
Yes.
So I don't get on the phone. All right? But you know what? I had the same people I lent $200, $300, $400 to when... It was a couple of days, Maureen, before our checks was coming in, we asked
yes.
for $20. And what did they tell us?
They didn't have it. They broke. But you know what? As a couple, we learned to depend and lean on Jesus and believe in every promise that he gave us, that he'd never leave us nor forsake us.
Amen.
And he'd never see his seed begging bread. And we believe in his word. Because with our lives, it's just a story. And y'all need to know he's real. And when two or three are gathered in his name, he is in the midst of it all. But that's the power of a couple. See, couples and family have much power because you can call your whole family, even if it's your son, your daughter, mother, and father. We need to go into God in prayer. And like he's two or three are gathered and pray together, cry together, fast together. That's the key. That's the key to this whole relationship with him.
Amen.
Prayer
Amen.
Changes things. Prayer shakes things up. Prayers break every chain. Because this is a faith walk. This is a trust walk. This is a relationship between God and man.
Amen. Amen. And like the title insists today, and it tells you exactly, because we think this is like due for such as a time now. The title is, Where Do We Go From Here?
We did this before, but God said,
we do it every year.
You know, it's time to bring it back, because young couples, I don't want to step on your feet, but hey, if it's right, it's tight. Y'all go into marriage not knowing what is expected of you, not asking the right questions.
But see, honey, that's why a lot of people, they just skip the marriage counseling. See, believe me, if you take time out to do marriage counseling, you'll find a lot of things out before you embark on this thing called marriage.
Yeah.
Okay, you got to ask the right questions. Because, see, some of us on this thing, we want to be so cute and so nice and fine to where, you know, we're into the visual thing. But, see, we don't know that this person has anger problems. Okay? We don't know that this person has background where they was physically abused as they were coming up. So now you wonder why they have anger issues. And see, you need to know about this so you know how to deal with it. Amen? You got to know how to deal with it. Because you can try so hard to make this relationship work, but if you ain't got the formula, it's not going to work. That's why I insist that a lot of people just go on and just do this marriage counseling thing. It don't take long, but you will find out so much before you get into learning this person after you say, I do. Now you're really saying, I shouldn't have said it. I should have waited. But like I said, the title says again, Where Do We Go From Here? We all came through this pandemic now. We've heard about so many, like I said, so many marriages on the edge of breaking up. We've heard about so much what they call it, domestic abuse, people fighting. Like I said, what's the worldly saying? They say an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Yeah.
If you can sit up there and just take some time to learn your future spouse, okay, because before you got married, most people, they live together, and you know, they say, this is my wife, this is my husband. No, it's not. Okay, you must go and stand before God, even if you go before down City Hall. Even if you go down City Hall, it's to a point to where, believe me, God is going to be in the midst if that is ordained by him. But the thing about where we go from here, it's like the ins and outs now. Okay, now you've been in this pandemic, you learn some things about these people that you've been married to, I don't know, 2, 3, 4, 5 years. But the thing is now, the stuff that you found out, what are you going to do? How are you going to handle this? Where do you go from here?
You can't walk away.
No.
When a situation. Now, let me get it right, ladies and women. Men and women, rather. Men get abused and so do women.
Oh, yes.
But if it's an abuse situation, trust and believe. God don't want you to be hurt by man nor female. Okay? Walk away. I'm sorry. Abuse, I just don't do. I truly don't. And that's what God didn't put that there.
And see, yeah, that's one thing that I like. I heard him say it recently, and I was wholeheartedly with him. Remember when T.D. Jakes said, don't try to make somebody stay with you that don't love you.
It's a song that it's a circular song, and he say that. And man, the song has so many meanings. If you don't love him, why should you stay there?
And how does
lady or something?
If something's not there, why do you lay there?
Yes, and it's an awesome song.
And that's for anybody. Like my wife said, men or women, we're not being chauvinists.
No, because men get abused too. But when you get into a new relationship, nobody said it was going to be easy.
No, it's work.
It's work.
You go to your job every day and don't complain when them people be telling you do that 5 or 6 times. So when you're at home with your spouse, with your loved one, you know what, you gotta back up a little bit. Okay, especially men. I'm talking to you men now. I'm talking to you men now. Just back up. Look at the situation. Okay, because you're not the only one going through this.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of people going through this. But the main thing is you're going to take your time and you're going to work it out. Okay? You're going to take your time and you're going to work it out because it doesn't... It doesn't make a lot of sense because people will break up a marriage over the smallest thing. Mainly now, a lot of it that's going on is finances. And me and my wife, we're going to be crystal clear on this. We're going to be as clear as we can. I love a lot of things that our president is doing, but I'm going to have to tell this like it is. And, you know, if I step on your toe, holler ouch and let it keep moving. But the thing is, I was in love with a couple of the stimulus checks that he gave us, okay, because that brought a lot of people out of holes.
Brought us up to date on a lot of stuff because, like
bills,
I said,
you know,
we worked for that.
Yeah.
We that work for that. You have people getting stimulus checks. I'm sorry to go off the conversation a little bit, that didn't earn them. But that's like my husband said. It was a good thing in the beginning, but now people taking too advantage, like they do, taking advantage of Christians. It happens. We have to get over this.
Yeah, but the sad thing is, like I said, we learned a lot. Now we're on a whole different level with the people that we're living with and we call ourselves loving.
Amen.
Okay? So let's make a strategy. We got to sit down and figure out how we're going to work this thing out. Because I had friends that you go over their houses and they in different rooms. They're not speaking to each other. This was before the pandemic. You know, that's not the solution.
No, it's not.
You know, we got two bedrooms. I'm sleeping in one. You sleeping in one. No, God wants us to work this out. God made woman for man. Mm-hmm.
That's right, He did. And like my husband said, we never said our relationship was perfect.
No, but, never.
But we do know when the devil tried to come in, you have to get that his words back down. And we do that. And I'm telling you, when we come to God together, the enemy has to run. You know, the enemy has to run because that's what he do best. He know he can't touch nothing else.
But I like to remind you again, this is Purpose Kingdom Network. You're listening to The Turning Point with Charles and Maureen Lee. This is the 1,452nd episode.
That's right.
I can still remember when we said the first episode. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So you know, we growing in leaps and bounds, but we grow and we proceed with different, you know, subjects and topics from what you guys talk about. You know, what do you want to hear? You know, what is burning in your spirit? You know, because we had a guy one time called us and said, you know, me and my wife are going through this. We're doing this. We're doing it. And let me remind you again, the number is 319-527-6091. That's the number to call if you just want to push the button and just ask a question and make a suggestion, whatever you feel that you need to do, you know. And just let us know, you know, because we're starting a new year off now. Especially us with the move, and we want to know what you're thinking, what's on your mind, what's burning in your heart, because I've seen so many couples, and you can tell when people are genuine. You can tell they're genuine. You know, that's just like when you had somebody, remember you told somebody, well, just come over and see me anytime you get ready, but you really didn't mean it. Okay? You ever say that to somebody and then you walk away and be like, I hope they don't call. I hope they don't call for that. You know, they're so aggravating. Huh? But let's be genuine in 2021, the rest of 2021. Let's do it from our hearts. Okay?
We have to do everything from our hearts, because the heart tells a lot about you.
Amen.
And your faith walk is just everything, okay? And you just need to know we walk by faith and not by sight.
Amen. Amen.
And once you learn those things, you'll see God open many doors up for you, because it just take you back to, I think it's Matthew 17:20.
Mm-hmm.
I can't really see. I got to get glasses during the move. I can't find a lot of stuff.
Yeah, a lot of stuff is missing. A lot of stuff is gone. A lot of stuff is broke. But, you know, God is still in control.
And this one, Matthew 17:20, he replied, because you of little faith, truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed,
yes,
you can say to the mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. And what takes me back to bringing faith of a mustard seed,
mm-hmm,
with your relationship. If you have faith in that man when you said I do, or that woman when you said I do, you don't run away from trouble. You stand there together and you go to God. I believe in what you joined together, Father. You put a ring around our fingers, and it's a ring around us, and we shall not be moved. We want to answer from you, Father. We're going through something. Be honest with him. We're cussing each other out. Mm. We don't like each other right now. I don't want to be in the room with. He better not say nothing to me.
That's ridiculous.
Because, and I'm not cooking. You go before God and you let God, look, I have a lot of anger in me right now. I need to talk to you. Where do we go from here, God? I believe in this marriage. I believe in my vow. But marriage is made for a husband and wife of Christian base. That's the key, Christian base. But that relationship is everything. And that faith relationship with God is more important.
And communication.
You gotta have it.
You gotta have communication. If you ain't got communication, you had nothing. I don't care how much money y'all have. Okay, I don't care what position you have at work. Okay, I don't care how many friends you got. I don't care how rich they are. It doesn't make a difference. Okay, if you can't communicate at home, how you gonna communicate out of the home? That's your first base ground right there, where it teaches you to communicate. You gotta communicate with your wife. Okay. Because, you know,
not your friend.
No.
Not your mother.
Don't confide in a female friend, men at work, and
women, male.
That's right.
Work.
You know.
Oh, that's my wife.
That's my male friend. Okay, because see, I ain't going to say it shouldn't be nothing that y'all can talk about, and it shouldn't be, but you got to learn how to do it. Okay? If you're angry about something right now, okay, we'll talk later. Okay, wait till the smoke clears.
See, I told you, when me and my husband go through, I know the perfect time to talk to him. See, when we look, I got to go off the subject just a little bit. When we were looking for our house, our realtor name was Sasha of Southside Realtors.
Yeah.
I would ask, I said, Charles, honey, get in the bathtub. Do this bathtub fit you? No, next house. And
they thought
I know.
It was funny
because
I had sneakers on.
Mm-hmm.
I had sneakers. You know, I'm going looking at houses, and they say, oh, what you got to sneak on? And they'll see me step my feet over into a bathtub. And if I can't stretch out in it, I'm almost 6'2". If I can't stretch out in it, we don't need that house.
Because I know when he get upset and all and not.
Or I done worked out heavy, you know, lifting weights or something. I need to relax.
And I just want him to take that soak and get that stress off of him. And once that stress is off of him, he's a new person. Now I can go to him and say, babe, you were wrong for such and such. Or he could say it to me, my best bet, talk to me laying down. 2 minutes later, I'm asleep. So get your conversation in fast.
That's why they catch it before a certain hour.
You got to learn that thing.
She gets her sleep. But you got to learn certain things
yes.
about your partner, though. You know, like most men, you know, if they young boys, they strapping, they working hard, they like to eat. Okay, so you get that man, and he get to coming out from outside and smelling things. And what's that cooking? Cook his favorite meal, and then get to talking to him.
See, that's that old school relationship.
You might look out tomorrow and have a new truck in your driveway.
Hey, people laugh at me because I held the position at work, supervisor. No matter where I went, I came home, and dinner was still ready.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm not that high at work that I couldn't lower myself when I come home. And I believe in a home-cooked meal, not a microwavable meal, because life is not microwavable. It takes work, and I worked. And my thing is, when I got home sometimes, his favorite meal is breakfast. I didn't have to worry about that because he did it.
Yeah, I fixed breakfast every morning.
It's teamwork. A relationship is teamwork, getting to know someone.
But you gotta always too remember you gotta thank that person for what they did.
You got to. You gotta
don't take for granted. Don't take for granted. Oh, you know she's a wife. She supposed to cook. Well, honey, that was a good meal. That steak was so tender, and the vegetables. I mean, you know, and be real about it.
Mm-hmm.
Let them know how you feel because some people are so fake, and then some people are so just unsociable.
God bless you, baby.
When you get unsociable with your spouse, you got a problem. Okay, this is the person you gotta live in the house with. Now, I don't care how unsociable you are outside with people. I don't deal with people because, you know, they just a pain in the behind, this and that. But when you walk around your house and you can't speak to your wife or your husband, you need to get on your nerves, your knees, because you have a problem.
But that's when that relationship with God, it steps in because that's something you can talk to God with your wife about.
Yeah.
Father God, I'm coming to you right now because I don't know how to talk to her. I need you to teach me what to say.
I don't know what to say.
I don't know what to say and how to say it. Give me the words.
And the thing that brings power in your house, tell them when y'all
both
get down
do it
and
together.
Start praying. You know, I forget where it's at, honey, right now, but what it say about one can wash away 1,000 and 10,000. But the thing is when you and your wife get together, you don't know how powerful y'all are. And even if you're dealing with this single thing, okay, and you got a better half or another half on the outside, you got to start practicing this thing before you say I do. You got to learn to compromise. You got to learn to sit up and say, okay, well, if it's like this, you want this, I want this, I'll meet you in the middle. Let's do it like this. Because, see, my wife knows, it's not a whole lot of things that I need. And there's a few things that make me happy. You know, clean house. And I don't even, fellas, have to have a meal ready every night. Sometimes I feel like eating a sandwich. I mean, you guys say what y'all want.
Peanut butter and jelly.
I was raised on peanut butter and jelly. I'll sit down and eat it. And then sometimes I'll tell my wife, if you show me how to make this, I'll cook it. Or she'll say, you cook the meat, I'll cook the vegetables. Okay? We're going on 30 years of marriage. I'm not going to tell you that every year was picture perfect. I'm not going to tell you right now that we don't get in arguments because we don't call them arguments because they don't escalate that high. I call them disagreements.
Yes.
Okay? So, and I told men this before, you know, you can like it or you don't have to like it, but it's true. Sometimes when you're right, you got to be wrong. You know why? And I tell men, oh, no, she ain't going to say that to me. I said, listen to you. This is what you're going to have all night long. I said, I like peace in my house. But see, we went to another plateau on that. We're on another level, okay? We can say a couple words to each other, and we know it's going to get blown out of proportion. We just stop.
Uh-huh.
That's called marriage maturity, okay? That's when you mature in your relationship. We're not going to just say marriage, okay? That's when you mature in your relationship to where you know that you don't want all this back and forth and back and forth. And then the majority of the time when you didn't have knockout, dragouts, and men, I'm telling you something that I've been there in, and I know some of y'all still out there doing it, you get so mad you start punching holes in the wall.
Uh-huh.
You start tearing the stuff up that you bought. And let me tell you something, you got to buy it again. Okay, tear it up, and if it's something that you and your wife like, you got to buy it again. So you know what, you need to take a walk. go outside, take a walk, go in another room, fizzle out, and then come back and try it again. Amen? Because, see, you know, I just sit up, and I tell my wife all the time, I just wonder how it went when Adam and Eve was born. Okay, when God created them, what do you think Eve said about Adam working in the garden all day long and not in her face telling how pretty her hair is and, you know, let's go to Saks and buy you this. You know, I'm going to get you a new car. This was basic, you know.
Yeah, but it's just funny about them, too.
But you got to really think how they lived, you know what I mean? Because they didn't have all the technology we got now. Okay, when he wanted to see her, now tell me, honey, tell me about that. When he wanted to see her, could he call on the cell phone?
Nope.
Could he FaceTime her?
Nope. It has to be communication.
See, we need to go back at least to about a month of Adam and Eve. Okay?
You know what's funny? I tell my husband, well, I don't have to tell him too much because he knows me. He knows my likes and my dislikes. He knows when I'm upset and when I'm not. That's the relationship that me and him had to work on because I wasn't always transparent. I kept a lot of stuff inside because hurt people hurt people.
Amen.
And I realized that's not who God called me to be. And Pastor Toya let you know also, I don't talk a lot, but I'm so open now. I want God, I want everybody to love him. I want y'all to see what a marriage can really be. I want y'all to see blessings on blessings on blessings when God ordains things and make all things possible. I want you to see what a man and woman in Christ can accomplish.
And that's what's going to happen in 2021 if y'all are living by the word. Okay, you can't have do this thing. If y'all living by the word, God is going to show you things this year and next year that you have never seen or never could imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? You could never imagine how God is going to bless you. But my pastor down here, she's been, what, about the past month, she's been preaching on this giving and
sowing.
You have to, when God bless you, you have to pass it forward. You got to pass it up. You know? Don't, and then when God blesses you, don't hold on to it like he's not going to bless you no more. Amen. Be a blessing. God blesses you for you to be a blessing. So, just like, you know, the story in the Bible with the talents, if you hold them in your hand and keep them, and I give you 3 talents, a week later or 2 months later, you're going to have 3 talents. But if you send it out, watch it grow, God will bring it back tenfold. The people she was talking about with the tithes, if you take some time and you say you were a tithe, there's a lot of people out there that used to be tithers, but now, you know, with this pandemic and every now and then, I don't know when I'm going to get a stimulus check, people are holding on to God's money. That 10% is God's money, okay? I don't care what you was told. That 10% is God's money. And if you hold on to it, all it's going to do is just rotten your relationship. It's going to rotten your finances, okay? Now, it's hard already, but you got to have faith in God. If you got $1,000 and your tithe is $100, don't get $50. Now you're shortchanging God. Give $100. I guarantee you God will make sure that your household won't go hungry or no light will be turned out.
Yes, he will.
But you have to do that. You have to, I mean, when you have faith in God, I'm going to tell you, you know, people always tell you this will never happen. No, sometimes we waver because we are flesh and blood, too.
Amen.
But we have to have something to come back to. We got to know that God will do what he said he'll do.
See, that's when you need to know his promises.
Yes.
Because as a couple and as a single woman or a single man,
yeah.
God made us, each and every last one of us, promises. And I always said, if you need a book about your promises, inbox Purpose Kingdom Network, and they will get in touch with me, and I will send you out a book of promises. because his word is true. His word is real. His word is just like a two-edged sword. It's for you and it's for me. It's
that's
from
right.
the front of the church to the back of the door.
Both ways.
It goes both ways.
It
but
is.
You got to have faith of
yes.
a mustard seed. That's the whole key. Your faith. Where is your faith at today? Where do you go from here after you hear this story?
And see, tell them too, honey, how you know, once these doors, and be careful.
Uh-huh.
COVID-19 is still out here lurking around. When they open these doors to these churches, are y'all going to flood these churches? Are you going to sit back and say, I've been doing so good by myself, I don't need to go in there, I don't need to hear the word? But the word tell you, if not for them having the preacher, how can they learn? So that same preacher, or pastor, or apostle that is over your church that got you mad, I don't care how mad they got you. If they bring in the word, you better listen. Okay? Put your pride to the side.
But I'm telling you, check out the church. Ask God to give you guidance where to go, because all word is not good word.
Oh, yeah.
You need to know. He said study to show yourself approved. A workman be not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. So study that word for yourself. Don't believe one egg is boiled if you ain't see it boiling.
Yeah, and remember, men, God called and built Eve from a spare rib from Adam for a reason, because Adam said, this is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. Okay, so a woman was made for a man and a man was made for a woman, but in the beginning, God looked at this thing and he was like, you know, this man is all alone, and, you know, I need to get him somebody to help him in the garden, somebody to keep him company, you know, somebody to just sit around and at the end of the day, like, you guys come from work, don't you tell your wife all them bad stories about how your boss said
no,
this and said
same
that?
Same how I say it, though. We said it. I think if I have to ask God one day, God, why did you really make me for him? He said I wanted him to be accountable for something.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted him to share what he learned with somebody. Be responsible.
And see, not just the animals, because you remember in the beginning, God gave him dominion over all the animals.
Mm-hmm.
But see, the animals couldn't talk back to him. So he needed somebody
to share that,
with. But see, and like I was telling my wife, women have a part of man in them. So see, that's why I don't understand all these arguments and these breakups. You should be able to understand, okay, women and men, because we were made for each other. That's why they didn't just, I mean, you know, they could have gave a woman any name, but they called her a woman. Amen? Because you're part of me. I'm part of you. So we should be able to sit down and work this thing out. Okay? Because I'm going to tell you about your friends. Everybody that say hi and bye and how you doing ain't your friends.
Amen.
Okay? And sometimes you just keep your friends out of your business. Because, see, my friends, we don't even talk on that level. Okay? When we get to talking, and it took time to get there. Like I told you, don't think I'm an overnight sensation. It took time to get there to where if me and my wife had a problem, you came over our house. You didn't know we had a problem. Because that's our business. Okay, we're not going to come in the house and, you know, even if you came in the house 5 minutes ago, we just got finished arguing about something.
You'll never know.
We're going to focus on you, because you know what? When it's all over with, either we're going to go back and argue a little bit more and work this thing out, but it's going to get worked out.
And the next show, I'll let you know. Me and Charles had a big argument. God bless you, baby. We had an argument today, let me tell you. And I'll call Pastor Toy in a heartbeat. Or my sister. Zamora. Seth, first thing she said, Maureen, I know your mouth. Yes, she did. But everything he said don't mean an argument. It means for me to be quiet, to listen.
And that's
just to listen what he have to say.
That's a part of communication, too. See, men and women out there, if you can't stand to sit back and let your spouse or your partner in life vent, who they gonna vent to?
Amen.
Don't find out he's venting to Shaquita at work.
Shaniqua.
Yeah, cause Shaniqua listening. But see, you like, I don't. He always talking. He talk about work all the time, You know, and then the first thing you say, well, she come home, and, you know, I get tired of hearing about what's going on today. Okay, if they can't talk to you, who they talking to?
Amen. You
Amen.
Listen. Because most of the time, he just want to vent. Females, you're the same way. Just don't talk to someone in the street.
Mm-hmm.
Go home and vent to him. Say, I already know the answer. I just need it out there, because I do it all the time. And Charles will sit there, and I say, you listening? He said, mm-hmm. And tell me exactly what I said, so he know I know he listening.
Well, see, that's why we need a garden experience, okay? Because
Amen.
Adam only had Eve, and Eve only had Adam, so who else? And that's why the serpent snuck up. He's the third person in this relationship. That's why he snuck up. And God just sat there and just said, you know, I'm going to see just how this works out. He already knew.
He already knew.
But the thing is... Because
remember, the devil had to ask for permission to do it.
Well, to do anything, the devil got to ask
Amen.
For permission. And see, like we were saying, I was saying before about us coming from each other, and sometimes, you know, we think alike.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, and the thing that's amazed people about Maureen and me, sometimes she could finish my sentences.
Yes,
you know,
yep.
And people be like, well, how you know he was thinking? Because you, me. You are me. Okay? And then, you know, they say when women are like children, they do not want to say, they do not want to do. Amen. And see, that's like explained, like, man, you know, you guys got to start learning. You're not in this woman grown when you married her.
Oh.
Okay? You didn't get her, pick her up from the hospital in a blanket. You didn't drive her home in a car seat.
Amen.
Okay, so she is like a grown woman. Respect her. He is like a grown man. Respect her. And
see,
respect him.
Women, now I know y'all going to get mad at me, but I'm going to say it. Hey, it's true. I'm a boss at work. But when I come home, God made him the king of this castle. And I believe I married a man after God's own heart. And I'm part of him.
Yeah.
And he's part of me. Two became one, and that's my other half. When you see him, you see me.
And see, the thing is me and my wife, we always talk about 50-50 relationships. Man, we talk about that.
We didn't like that.
We can't do that
100.
No more, because if you got 50-50, you pulling from me. You need
yes.
Me. In other words, I used to tell my daughters all the time, and some people would say it's so that is so mean. No, it's not. If you want to live a life of distress, you got to marry somebody on your level.
Amen.
Okay, and you've always heard the earthly saying: there's always somebody for somebody.
Amen.
Amen. So I don't want to see you sitting up here, you know, and you just, I mean, and some people have got doctors and master's degrees. Some of these women are spinsters. Some of these men are little nerds, and they're so lonely. Don't try to go find somebody that wants to hear your title and wants to hear where you're working at, and now they're in love with you because it's like, I got me a meal ticket. Okay? Don't do that because... Yeah, you're not on the same level. You're not thinking the same. You don't want the same things.
Amen.
I might want to get a nice house, 3-4 bedroom. Drink. 3-4 bedroom. Nice little yard. You know, a good piece of land around it. But you might just want an apartment life.
But you know why? Me and my husband, we talked. And we both had good credit scores. That was very important because my dad used to say, if you're going to get married, marry someone more like me. I didn't do it the first time. I did it my way. My way wasn't the way God had me be. But we talked about it. And he knew mine. I knew his. We had physicals because back then, before you get a marriage license, you get a blood test.
Yeah,
we knew. You see what I'm saying? We needed to know each other that every aspect I want, our dreams, our desires, because I wanted a man that had a dream. Because without a dream, you perish.
And what'd you say about a question? The dumbest one, the one not asked?
That one never answered and not asked.
Because, see, you sit up. I don't like wondering about things. So, you know, I mean, we ask the stupid questions because some of y'all young boys out there, y'all dating these girls now and you thinking about getting married. One question that I don't think you guys should ask at all because it lingers and lasts with you. Well, you know, I was out there. You know, you telling a woman, yeah, I had a couple girls and that. Now you want to know about
her. How many?
You want to know about her sexual life.
Don't ask.
Men don't do it because, see, we're not built for that. You know, I'm telling y'all now, so, you know, I want y'all to call in the radio station, call later on, next show. We're not built for that because, see, we are very jealous.
See, but if you be like me, I have to live through my sister, and I ain't mine. I was too scared. But for a long time, people was like, okay, she like women or something because she don't talk to nobody in the neighborhood. My dad always told me, I'm a Bentley. Everybody can't be with me. Everybody's not going to be my friend. God made you special. That's the stuff my dad told me and my sisters. So that stuck with me. So people say, oh, no, you stuck up. No, honey, I'm a child of God. I know my desires and I know my wants.
And you know your worth and value.
And I know my worth.
A lot of young girls out there now, they get, and men too. I'm not going to, we're not going
to. Know your worth.
They get out there. And they are so beaten down to a point to where they sit up and they like, you know, they settle for anything. Don't settle. Don't settle. Cause you
I
know
did
what?
It the first time.
When you have to settle. And then
you mess up.
No, then you look up. Because marriage is supposed to be forever. A lot of times it's not. But when you settle, people look at you and say, okay, that's somebody that you married.
Mm-hmm.
You ever had your friends tell you that? That was your decision. Okay, you ain't got to tell me. I know. But the crazy thing is, take your time. That's some of the most important decisions you'll make in your life, buying a car, buying a house, and getting married.
Well, I'm glad I listened the second time around. I wasn't into church, put it that way. Church wasn't into me. I had to grow into this thing. The more I got closer to my husband, and see, he wasn't the average man. I grew. I seen the change in him, and he seen the change in me, and our relationship grew.
It had to.
I know what I wanted, and I know what I wanted to be. And I tell my kids, write your dreams down. Write your future down.
God
write
said,
your
make
vision
it plain.
Down.
He said, make it plain.
Write it down and make it plain.
Make it plain. Don't have me guessing. Some people say, well, I just want to get enough money because I just want to be, you know, all right, where I can pay my bills. And that's what God going to give you, okay? God said you have not because you ask not. Ask for that if you want to because that's what you're going to get. So don't complain, we don't have a whole lot of money, but our bills are paid. That's what you ask God for. My wife used to look at me, and you can tell the money, when I used to say, no, I want money, okay? I want to be able to take care of my grandkids. I want to be able to take my wife overseas on trips, traveling.
And
you know
I say, don't do that. Don't ask for nothing.
Now, what
and
all
I
our
realize,
pastors say?
You ask for the moon because your dad said you can have your heart's desire.
But they say what
but
they say.
But let his will be done. That's the key. Let his will be done. Speak his word. Don't be afraid to say Jesus lives. He died. He's coming back for me and you. Don't be afraid to tell somebody, Jesus loves you and so do I.
And ain't nothing you can do
And it's nothing you can do about it.
But that's why the earthly thing says, shoot for the moon and land among stars. Because the stars may be where you want to be. You might ask God, I want to be filthy rich, but then he'll just have you rich. But you got to remember, when you get all this wealth, you got to take
10%.
You got to know, yeah, plus you got to take care of his kids. If you see somebody in need, stop rolling your window up, okay? And stop turning a corner and turning ahead because just like in the Bible, you know, the woman said, well, Jesus, you said you was coming to eat dinner with me and you never showed up. He said, I came to you 5 times. He said, you rejected me. So never turn anybody away because the saying goes, you might be entertaining angels.
Amen.
And never know.
And I want to give a special shout out. I'm sorry, honey.
Mm-hmm.
But if I don't say this, I will forget. I met two young women today.
Take your time.
I got to get the first one's name.
Chanel?
Not Chanel. I met Chanel, too, at my grandson's school. But I'm trying to get the other one name. Oh, God. Renita?
Mm-hmm.
I met her today. Her family was selling fruit and fruits and watermelons and stuff. And when God put people in your life, it's funny how I let them know how good God is. I'm not afraid to tell them, you know what, we go to, she asked about a church down here. So I said, yeah, we go to church down here. The church is not open yet, but as soon as it become open, when God give her, our pastor, the okay, because she don't move by man. She moved by God. I love her for that. She do not move by man. She don't move by self. She moves by God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
And I just wanted to give them a shout-out because I told them the show be on tonight, and I hope they
listen. And I pray they listening. Amen.
And I pray they listening.
But I just want to tell you tonight, I hope something that was said tonight rattled some things in you, made you think a little different, made you want to go in a different direction. Amen. But we just, you know, we had a God that sent his only begotten son to the cross for us.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. So, see, we would like for you to just tonight just say that, you know, I want to change my life and I accept the Lord as my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and just let him come into your heart. And then we ask that once you do that, we want you to go to a Bible preaching, teaching church that will elevate you more in learning about God, getting closer to him. Amen. You could go outside even after you listen to this broadcast and just, you can scream, you know, God, for God I live, for God I die, and I am a new creature in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But like I say, after you do that, make sure that you go to somewhere that can further your knowledge. Amen. And just be able to look, because see, we, like I said, we're transparent again. We'll tell people it's a change coming in your life. Okay?
It is.
I'm not going to sugarcoat nothing, because once you accept Christ in your life, you become a target for the devil.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not going to tell you, oh, you're going to get all these riches. No. When you first come and accept Christ in your life, you are going to be hunted down. But see, that's when you have to lean on his word. That's when you're going to have to say, God, you told me that you will protect me. And then you got to get into the word. You got to know the word for yourself. Okay? Don't let nobody try to sit up and tell you, because you got people that can quote scriptures from the front to the back, but are they living what they're preaching?
Amen.
Amen. So you got to be able to be around some people that can lift you up when you're down. Get some friends that you can call when you're going through things at night and have prayer with you. Okay? And you can get our numbers from Purpose Kingdom Network. My wife is willing to talk to anybody at night. So am I. If I'm asleep and she answers the phone, she'll pray with you.
Amen.
Amen. But the thing is get some support. Because once you say, God, I'm yours. I believe that you send your only son to die for me on Calvary cross. You want to find out. When things start going bad, that's because you're doing good. The devil don't mess with somebody that's on point.
Yeah, the devil don't mess with someone that don't have a future for God.
And a vision.
And I need y'all to know, this walk, I wouldn't change it. I wouldn't change it for nothing.
It was hard, but it taught us patience and
yes.
Loved us a lot. You know, because my wife been talking about Georgia for so long. And now look at it. I told her one night, we were sitting up there, I said, where you at? She said, I'm in my house down in Georgia. I said, God said you would be here. We went through some stuff to get here, but God said you would be here. And we want to know right now, by Pastor Toy, is there any announcements that we need to bring up or remind some people about?
Especially the books that people from our group are doing, Adrian's book, Minister Bernard's.
Yeah, we need to put that out there.
Yeah, and some other things.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We just bless and thank and praise God for that word that has gone forth this evening. I am telling you, number one, I was sitting there taking notes. Let me start with that, with where do we go from here? Because for those of you who don't know, I got engaged back in April. I was sitting taking notes I was like, okay, make sure I do this and try to talk more and be more transparent. Don't rip his head off. So I thank and praise God for the word that came forth from Elder Charles and Reverend Maureen Lee. And we would like to encourage by faith those of you who gave your life to Christ this evening to find a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. But until then, bless God, that is why he has Purpose Kingdom Network here just for you. Please, friend and sister, join us tomorrow evening at 8 p.m. for another broadcast of Purpose Kingdom Network with our very own evangelist Mary Scott and Iron Sharpens Iron. Again, at 8 p.m., evangelist Mary Scott with Iron Sharpens Iron right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. You can follow us on Facebook as well as on Instagram at Purpose Kingdom. We are on Twitter and LinkedIn at Purpose_Kingdom. Please feel free to email any comments, questions, suggestions, or concerns to us directly at PurposeKingdomNet@gmail.com. Again, that's PurposeKingdomNet@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you, to pray with you, and to pray for you. Also, for those out there listening, I bet you didn't know, but now you're going to know. Purpose Kingdom Network has its own radio station, PKN Radio. Again, it's PKN Radio. We are on internet radio. You can find us via our website at pknradio.com, where you can listen in to 24 hours of gospel music. You can also hear the rebroadcast of the previous evening's ministry. So we are not just able to bring you God's word via the preached word and the taught word, but also through music. We are still spreading the love, the power, the hope of Jesus Christ. So join us again at pknradio.com. Also, we would like to give a shout out to our very own sister Adrienne, who has recently become an author. If you look on our website, you can find a link that will lead you directly to her book where you can purchase her book. We have Minister Bernard Morrow and just the wonderful works that he is doing in ministry. He also is just recently become a published author, and you can look on our webpage, pknradio.com, and you will find under the host, if you hit the link on pknradio.com, under host, you will see all of the hosts, and under Minister Bernard Morrow, as well as Sister Adrienne Allen, you will find links to be able to purchase their books. Keep your eyes and ears open for the PKN Radio app that is coming to you shortly. We thank and bless God for each and every one of our faithful listeners. We want to welcome Russia back to our listening audience. China, we thank you for joining back in with us. Austria, we thank you for joining in with us new. We also have Brazil and Poland. So we want to thank all of you around the world who is listening in to PKN Radio and Purpose Kingdom Network, the place where believers go. Reverend and Elder, wonderful word this evening, and the ministry is back in your hands.
Oh, Pastor Toy, is it going to be a map up so people can look at all the countries we're in?
Yes. We right this second, the map is up on Blog Talk, but we will put up on our web page as well as on our social media pages an official thank you to all of those who are listening in to us, no matter where they are.
Amen. God is good.
Amen. God said, go out and preach to the nations.
And the leads will be coming out with their first book soon. So we're going to keep y'all posted, our couples ministry. And God is doing some new things, and we're excited to see what God has for us. But we also want to give a special shout-out. Go ahead, honey.
Give a special shout-out to our pastor down here in Lucas Grove, Georgia, Francisco Sumpert. She has wrote a book that women are trying to go get just like if it was a pill for to extend your life. The book is called loving you was killing me. Amen. And I think every time people get books, when we talk to certain people in certain cities, we know they're starting book clubs.
Amen.
Amen. And they're sitting around, they're talking about it, and this is empowering these women.
Amen. It is, because it's worksheets behind every chapter
right.
of the book. It's more of a healing
mm-hmm.
book, and it's I love it because healing is needed, because you can't move on with anybody until you forgive and close some doors.
And it's called, it's a self-help guide to deliverance and freedom.
Amen.
It's for that woman that's been physically, mentally abused.
And for that man has been physically
and, the same thing.
And mentally abused.
Both sides.
Amen.
So don't think because she wrote it's just for women.
Amen. Go on Twitter. You can go on one of my pages. It's on here. God is good. Bless the men and women of God.
Amazon is on Amazon.
And Kindle.
And Kindle. Amazon and Kindle.
eBay.
So we're giving a shout out. If you really want to dig into somebody that's been through something,
mm-hmm.
this young lady has been through something.
Adrian and Pastor Bernard, Minister Bernard, I want y'all to go out and get their books, because they writing books on experience.
Yeah.
What they went through in life, that it can teach you. And that's freedom for them.
Amen.
When they start to write, it's freedom.
It's like
they're breaking some chains and teaching some things. So go out. Get the book, you guys.
Amen.
Amen.
But
and look out for our book. It'll be coming soon.
But like I said, the title tonight, Where to Go From Here, it speaks in volumes.
And that's going to be the book, too.
It speaks in volumes because
Amen.
People don't really understand. You get some people so quiet. That's why when you see people quiet, your friends never used to be quiet before.
Amen.
Talk to them. Find out what's going on, because you don't want to read on no news or hear from a friend that, you know, they couldn't take it no more and they did it and did that, because we ran into people that came back and told us, you know, you give somebody a hug, you know, and now it might be a bump or whatever they're doing with the, you know, the COVID-19, but that person, you don't never know what they're going through. People put a smile on their face and they feel so bad inside.
Amen.
Amen. So just like my daughter always say, you know what, love and hug one person at a time, and you'll see the world.
Amen. And love go a long way. Love is better than hate. So we try to teach love. Love. Love changes things and make all things new.
Because
God loves
family things.
Come on, let's do
let's
it,
start
guys.
These family things, because, see, that's all I taught my family growing up. You know, since I've been with my wife, we're going 30 years, family. Sometimes it hurts, and the guy that give you reproof on it, reproach on it, he chastises you. It don't always feel good, but at the end of the day, you have family.
Amen.
And this is Purpose Kingdom.
This
with
is
the turning point. And we are down here in Locust Grove, Georgia.
Yes, Lord.
Living our best life.
Our best life.
And we just want to say we are signing off. And like I said, hug somebody today, because that might be the only hug they get.
Yes, and tune in tomorrow.
Yes.
Be blessed tomorrow with Iron Sharpened Iron.
With Mary Scott.
Oh, that's my niece.
That's our niece. Amen.
So proud of her. So proud.
This is the Turning Point signing off. God bless you. God keep you.
And heaven smile upon you.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose. Never wanna see me down, I will not lose. He saved me.